The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, all that talk about salons and the glamorous world of upstyles and blow dries, it's that time of year for the glitz and glam of the workplace Christmas party. But is everyone a fan? Are they all glamour? Our reporter, Shifra O'Queen, has been finding out.
You know, for me, I'm 55 in January. I've reached a point where I'm too old for many, many things. Like, I'm too old for chinos. I'm too old for Converse. I'm certainly too old for Christmas parties. And maybe it's because I'm a little bit scarred by the first Christmas party I was ever at, which I can only compare it to the last days of the Roman Empire.
There once was a time when honour meant something in Rome.
Author Paul Howard hasn't been to a work Christmas party in over 30 years.
Due to the fact that I work for myself, I'm self-employed, and partly down to the fact that I made an executive decision many, many years ago to steer clear of them. The ones I saw in my youth were quite shocking to a teenager, you know, who was probably a bit repressed. So I'd just say I was far too young to be exposed to the kind of things I saw. It was all tales of fights, all the way down to, you know, people photographing their buttocks on the photocopy machine and faxing them to Belgium or something. I think they're a lot more tame now. They tend to be like just very, very sanitized versions of what we used to see. I am a sucker for Christmas. I've been listening to Christmas songs on MTV Christmas since the 1st of November. My wife is tearing her hair out at the moment because she says you go too early every year. Like, I've been eating turkey sandwiches since about like a week into November. But I think what I really don't like is forced jollity. You know, it's going to be fun between 8 and midnight. You choose your friends, you don't choose your work colleagues. But if you have to go and, you know, spend maybe 3 nights, you know, in various kind of work outings, eating mushroom vol-au-vents and drinking gin and tonics with people that you don't necessarily like, that is the ninth circle of hell to me. That's horrendous. The idea of meeting your boss socially has always sort of made me cringe anyway. You know, it's kind of like being at school and running into one of your teachers wearing jeans and a jumper in Woodies or something. There's always just something terribly awkward about that. Generally, I don't like meeting people out of context. I like everybody to maintain their correct context in my life. You're seeing somebody who's your boss behaving in a completely different way towards you, like behaving like a friend towards you. And I think my brain gets quite confused by that.
If you are going to the Christmas party, comedian and writer Justine Stafford has this advice on how to get through the night.
Have your wits about you. There's always the risk at the Christmas party to get stuck with the office bore, the one person no one wants to get left stuck with. It's like a stray dog that follows you home that won't go away. That's kind of what it's like. And you know who it is. It's that person who has brought tuna sandwiches into the office. Have your talking points ready. The boring small talk is just everywhere at the Christmas party. 9 times out of 10, it's just comparing this Christmas party to last year's Christmas party. You then have people just describing again, oh, sure no one does any work in December, did they? Huh? Oh, we'll do it in January, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just the same Christmas conversation loop. You know, the exact same things you hear every year, like, oh, y'all set for the big day? Is Santy coming? Have you the shopping done? Have you even started the shopping yet? And the size of the sweets, the shrinkflation is real, isn't it? I think the selection boxes and the tin of roses, they get smaller every year, don't they? And it's just on loop all night and you can't escape it. And you think you have with one person, you move on to the next and the conversation begins again. Try to avoid having any deep, serious conversations about work things or any issues or problems that have happened over the year that you've really wanted to tell that employee how they kind of could have handled the whole thing better. Let it slide and let it go. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back. I think it really is one of the hellish experiences being involved in the Secret Santa in the office, because the likelihood of you getting someone that you know absolutely nothing about and have not spoken to since you started in the company, it's very high. But I think there's always like a safe bet to go with getting a present. Obviously, you can go for the candle, the socks, that kind of thing. Yes, does the candle smell like re-gifting? Sure. That was sitting at home in your cupboard and you thought, I need to get rid of that sometime. Look, it'll do for the Secret Santa, regardless of who I get. But at least it's safe and we're not going to cause any HR disasters or have anyone complaining about us. It's very hard to get the balance right with getting your Christmas gift because you could go all out and then receive nothing in return. At my Christmas party one year, I got given a rotisserie chicken from the shopping centre, a fiver in a bag, hot, ready to go. Some people call it the bachelor's handbag, which I adore. And hey, it was delicious, but I was like, you didn't really put much effort in this. You got it an hour ago at the deli. And I had gone all out and gotten selection boxes and candles and socks. And I was like, I already brought my lunch to work today. I didn't need a rotisserie chicken. It's going to stink on the bus home. I think it's always a risk at the Christmas party that people want to show a bit more to their character. And sometimes people will decide, I'm going to show off now my little party piece that no one in the office knows I can do, because I actually do have a personality and a life outside of that job. But yeah, a lot of the time people will decide they want to sing something and you discover they actually can't sing, but fair play, they think they can and yeah, they're giving it socks. We did have a work Christmas party before where we didn't realise one of our staff was part of a Westlife tribute act and halfway through the meal got up and started singing Flying Without Wings. And I think everyone in the office was left wondering, which one is he meant to be from Westlife? But it was magical. And I love Westlife, so I was in my element.
For hairdresser Cathy Fitzgerald, it is one of her busiest times of the year.
You're flying from one head to the other, like it's like a conveyor belt. Christmas season is definitely truly in the air. You're literally going around high on hairspray. Big bouncy blows are definitely the in. Most people get them, but you do have a few like that are going to the more glamorous Christmas parties, like if they go to hotels and stuff like that. It's kind of that like either really slick ponies and stuff, or getting that like Pamela Anderson do, you know, like it's kind of very textured and messy. You might hear the trauma of someone actually has a few too many and they're telling the boss what they really think.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
One girl fell asleep in the toilet and her boss actually went in and found her and had to bring her home in a taxi. So you definitely hear the lowdowns about what the shenanigans that happen. Us hairdressers work so hard and it's such a busy time for us. So when we get out, we're feral. We're like caged animals after being let loose. So yeah, just be a bit mental, Laurie. We tend to kind of proper let the hair down, excuse the pun. So you might, like if there's a karaoke, we're all killing each other over who has the mic and who's singing the higher note. Oh yeah, I definitely love a bit of Tina Turner now. Not to sing, I'd be more of a dancer now when that comes on. I'd be swinging my head around. I nearly have whiplash the next day when I wake up. There's not a clip left of me here. I personally think when I'm going out, like I'm like Sabrina Carpenter. That's who I think I'm like, for sure. By the time I'm after wooling me hair around, doing a bit of Proud Mary, getting up to sing Maniac, sure, I'm walking out of the joint and I'm looking like Rod Stewart.
Merry Christmas, baby.
I'm going to cut to the chase here now completely. I have a policy and I've always had a policy. I do not do Christmas parties and I don't play Christmas music. I just do not do it.
If you're looking to book DJ Jim O'Mahony, aka Jim X Comet, for your work party, he's not available.
You see, the thing about Christmas is that everybody is expected to act like the people in the Christmas songs do. You're all expected to be full of the joys of Christmas. Life is fantastic. That's not really the case with a lot of people. You're playing your records. It's Christmas. Everyone is having a great time, except that one person who's just either split up with the boyfriend or the cat has been run over or something, and she decides, who am I going to tell? I'll tell the DJ. He'll understand. He actually won't. If you're the boss, you go to the meal and you go home. That is it. You do not go out and try and get down with the kids because they want you gone. They want your money. They want you to pay for the drink, but they don't want you to be drinking it with them. But the general Christmas music, I just hate it. You know, people make an absolute fortune out of them while putting us through the abject misery of having to listen to them over and over again. And that guy from Slade, don't get me started. It's Christmas. When I hear him saying that, I imagine myself standing in front of him with a bucket of slurry on cue, ready to just throw it over him.
that Wizard song, I wish it could be Christmas every day. I really, really don't. We'd have to deal with all the melodrama. We'd have to deal with all the in-laws. We'd have to eat way too much turkey. We would all be absolutely miserable.
But for those missing out on the Christmas party this year, what are their plans?
My perfect Christmas night is sitting in with my wife, watching a Christmas movie like Elf and eating fried turkey sandwiches. That's just and in bed by 9 o'clock. And no hangover the next day. The earlier I'm in bed, the happier I am.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Paul Howard finishing that report, not the scream at the end. That wasn't him. Sounds good, Paul, our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, reporting there.